He went to Paris, looking for answers, questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French ones were cheap, put his ambition to bed. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, married an actress named Kate. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions he locked in his attic one day. Cause he liked to cry, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Well, the world took his baby, bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. So he hopped on the freighter, skidded the ocean, left England without a sound. Now he lives in the island, fishes the pilots, drinks that green label each day. Writing his memoir, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Cross through 86 years of perpetual motion. If he likes you, he'll smile soon. Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life. Went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
Thank you. September 26th and 27th, we'll be back in Paris. Get on over there.